Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Leaving a job to take a new one can be an exciting time, but you may want to be careful on your way out the door. Let's discuss exit strategies with Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. His website, strategicsearch.com. Scott, before we get into some of the how and why to leave your job on good terms, let's start with the why. Why would you want to make sure that you leave on good terms if you've got a new job?
Well, because a lot of people make the mistake of pointing their finger at their past employer, but there's an old adage, if you point your finger at somebody, you have four fingers pointing back at you. I'm sure you've heard that, Cisco. And you never know who your new, you know, your old employer might become your boss in the future. So once again, don't badmouth your past employer. That's the best rule of thumb.
So when you do get the new job and you decide to leave, should you give a significant notice? Does that matter anymore?
Yes, it does. Because, you know, once again, you never know who if your old boss is going to be your future boss, and you don't want them, you know, you don't know who they know in the industry. So you want to keep things on good terms. So the old rule of thumb of 2 weeks, that you should always provide at least 2 weeks notice.
What if you're going to a competitor? Does your current employer want you to stay an extra 2 weeks?
You know, it varies. A lot of companies, like you've heard on the news with Uber suing the, Google suing the guy who joined the driverless cars at Uber, and then they had to fire him. So sometimes when you join a direct competitor, the past employer will tell you, you know, there's the door right away. So it depends, Chris.
Okay, what are some other areas that you'd like to kind of check off your list as you're leaving?
Well, one thing you want to do is you want to make sure that your past boss, you ask them if they will give you a good reference in the future once you've notified them, not until after you've notified them. And if not, ask them why. And try, if there is any bad blood, you want to make sure that you can smooth that over before you leave. So that's one thing that's very important. That a lot of people fail to do. And second, you want to check your employment records to see if there's any hidden problems that you have in your employment records that could haunt you in the future. So those are two things I recommend for sure.
There are ways that people can help with the transition to whoever replaces them, and also just to keep the company going well.
That's correct. So that's another thing, and that's an interesting point you brought up, Cisco, is that you want to ask your former boss, how can I help with the transition? And what can I do to make sure my replacement is ready and up to speed, so to speak? And that will, go volumes for your past employer and, you know, your reputation in the future.
Well, thank you, Scott. There's really good thoughts on those. Scott Sargis is a founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. And just ahead, we'll have the latest numbers from Wall Street.